We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station, and radio.com. It is now Odyssey. Download that Odyssey app because then you can listen to The Rock and all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's right, it's the brand new Odyssey, AUDACY.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Tequila!
Charge up for wine!
Yeah, feels like...
Tequila!
Feels like tequila.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're supposed to see some sun or if it's a sunbreaky day. I don't know, but it started off gloomy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tuesdays usually suck anyway.
Okay, then.
So, maybe, you know what, I'm going to turn it on its head, and it's like, maybe have something to look forward to on this Tuesday to get those spirits up.
Well, checking our weather guy, which is Siri, weather at around 4 p.m. we might see a little sun, otherwise it's cloudy.
Wow. So at 4 p.m. you have that to look forward to.
Set your timer and go outside.
Yeah.
Great.
Maybe get a little bit of sun.
All right. Well, you know,
to get those sads away.
That's something.
Yeah, right?
Okay, fine.
Whatever. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Ivor in Tacoma. Ivor, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Steve, get out of here.
All right.
Yeah, get out!
For those playing at home,
Wow.
There
it is.
Oh, there we go.
I had to do it for Ivor.
For those playing at home, Ivor will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ivor, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. You ready?
Ready.
If there are 128 fluid ounces in 1 gallon, how many ounces are there in 2 gallons?
Ooh.
356.
No.
Pass.
Cher had the late 80s hit song, If I Could What?
If I Could...
Oh, pass maybe?
Rule the World.
No.
Oh, nope.
If I Could Fly.
No.
Nope.
If I Could Love.
No. Oh. Who wrote the novel 1984?
Ooh.
Stephen King.
No.
John Gresham.
No.
These are good guesses.
Pass. Yeah.
What is singer Meatloaf's actual first name?
Ooh.
Rufus.
No.
It should be. It really should be.
Terry.
No.
Bad.
What board game was invented by Charles B. Darrow during the Great Depression?
Monopoly.
Yes. Woo! Taylor Hicks won the 5th season of what reality show?
Idol. American Idol.
Yes. Bjorn Borg is a well-known Swedish professional at what sport?
Water polo.
No. Oh, kind of close there.
Yeah.
Too correct, Ivor. Oh. You dropped a deuce, buddy.
Ah, deuce in it.
Yeah,
drop
well.
That deuce.
There's some harder questions.
Yeah, there were, I mean, and out of his demo.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, way out.
Yeah. I felt badly. I was hoping there would be something to balance it out, but you didn't.
No, you didn't get to
You didn't get to those.
And, you know, maybe these are out of Steve's wheelhouse, and maybe he won't do well.
I think Steve is closer to the demo of these questions than, unfortunately, so Ivor was. Yeah.
Well, Steve?
I am the demo god.
Yeah. What? You do it, Mr. Demo God.
Chris Jericho.
Oh,
he brags right. about winning in the demos for ratings.
Oh, does he really?
Right now against the WWE because he's in AEW, so he refers to himself as the Demo God.
Oh, I like that because you got a demigod, Demo God.
Yeah.
He's quite clever, that Chris Jericho.
Does he pop that bubbly?
Yes. Pop a little bit of that bubbly.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
If there are 128 fluid ounces in 1 gallon, how many ounces are there in 2 gallons?
256.
Yes! Cher had the late 80s hit song If I Could What?
Turn Back Time.
Wow, yes. Who wrote the novel?
My way.
Who wrote the novel 1984?
John Grisham.
No.
Orville Redenbacher.
No.
Ooh.
The popcorn guy.
I know it. James Orville.
No.
Oh, you were close.
So close.
Yeah. John Orville?
No.
There's no Orville.
What is singer Meatloaf's actual first name?
Meat.
No.
Well?
Michael.
Yes. What board game was invented by Charles B. Darrow during the Great Depression?
Monopoly.
Yes. Taylor Hicks won the 5th season of what reality show?
Survivor.
No.
American Idol.
Yes. Bjorn Borg was a well-known Swedish professional at what sport?
IKEA.
No.
Crap. Tennis.
Yes.
Yes.
Who did Michael Jackson marry in May of 1994?
Lisa Marie Presley.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep. Better in your wheelhouse. You win 7-2.
Sorry, Woo! Ivor.
Sorry, buddy.
And there goes.
And he's out.
Another one bites the dust.
That's true.
Yep.
7-2. He dropped a deuce.
Yeah, he did. Also, a terrible hand in poker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote the novel in 1984? You were super close.
Yeah.
I could see it, but I can't.
Yeah. If you would have just said, like, Orwell,
yeah,
I would have given it to you.
Orwell Hell Wells?
No.
No. See, that's why I said maybe James. You shouldn't give it to him without the full name.
Yeah, I guess not.
James?
No. Georgie. It was Georgie.
George Orwell.
George Orwell.
Yes. Which you almost got kind of mixed up with Orson Welles as well, it seems like, as yeah. well. So
I remember being a kid and we were like told to read that book. Clearly, I didn't. But I thought it was going to be about Van Halen, and I was all excited.
Oh, clearly it was not.
It's nothing to do with Van Halen's record in 1984.
Nope.
No. That was the only one you missed, so congratulations on your win.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
That's right. All right. So scary movies, really not my favorite genre.
Rev? Kind of like
Rev, really,
scary
yeah.
movies.
You like American Horror Story and...
Yeah, I like the more ghost stories than I do gore necessarily, but...
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a gore fan myself, and I'm not a ghost fan myself either, which is weird because, you know, I like fantasy, like, you know, the old dragons and stuff, and I like science fiction, so why not ghosts? But for some reason, it doesn't hit me.
I, growing up, did enjoy, like, the classics, like, you know, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street... Halloween a little bit, but Child's Play was my jam.
Oh, hell yeah.
I
Chucky.
Love Child's Play.
Yeah. Then, it kind of became more goofy, just like Friday the 13th and Child's Play were like my two favorites. Then when I got older, honestly, the only horror film that really stuck with me was Saw.
Oh, nice. I love that one.
The first one.
Yeah. The first two.
The first two were amazing.
The second one was amazing just because of the needle pit.
Oh, the needle pit was like they just started the movie and it's F you.
Yeah, it's like the worst, best thing ever.
Yeah, you're right. The second one was very good, but the first one was like kind of like a cool indie vibe to it.
Oh, yeah, totally, because it was.
Yeah.
And the first date I went on, one of the first dates I went on with my wife was to go see Paranormal Activity.
Oh, so good.
In a full packed theater, which I'd never do that again.
Yep.
But it was so great.
See, and I'm the opposite of Steve. I don't really care for the originals of all of those. I like the remakes. Like, I like Rob Zombie's Halloween way more than I liked the original.
You're not the only one, actually. A lot of people do.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I think it's just because the special effects from the, you know, 80s, 70s, they just didn't do anything for me. Yeah. Whereas, like, now, when I was seeing them in high school, those ones were the ones that scared me.
And I think I like Jason more than them all because he had a hockey mask on. I really think it was a stupid reason, but that was part of the reason why I liked it.
Yeah, well, you know.
know, he liked what you like.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're a goalie too. Yeah.
Man, if Jason would have been named Steve.
Oh, forget it. I'd have a giant Jason tattoo. Well, it wouldn't be Jason then. Not.
Yeah, it'd be Steve. Yeah.
I'd have a giant Steve tattoo on my back.
That'd be great. Well, you know, when you see these movies, of course, there's always a question like, you know, like, are they scary? Vicky does not like to watch scary movies. And now science has finally gotten involved so that Vicky can know the movies to avoid. They actually said, what is the scariest movie of all time by using science?
The Human Centipede.
The Human Centipede.
That's part two.
That's the most disgusting movie of all time. So that what they did is they measured heartbeats per minute.
Ooh.
That's how they knew a movie was scary with HPP. And so I don't think, I don't know if you'll ever guess.
HPP?
Would you guys, I don't know if you guys had ever guessed the scariest movies of all time, because I'm not sure I even know the top two movies, which are actually tied. They're tied because they have 86 beats per minute that they recorded on people watching these movies.
What's the horror film that the Key and Peele guy made?
Oh, that was Get Out.
Get Out.
Not in the top 10. That was disturbing. It wasn't like super. It had its scary moments.
I'm just guessing. I haven't seen it. I just know people talk about it. I want to see it. I heard it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is good, man. If anything, there's a good social message in there, which is always wonderful when you have a movie to be able to help people sort of get a little empathy. But it's not super scary to give me 86 beats per minute.
Honestly, the one, and Rev already said it, Paranormal Activity for me.
Number five, it gives you 82 beats per minute. So there are four movies that are actually higher.
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit, that scared you?
Yeah, it scared me to think that was a good idea to watch.
Oh.
By BJ. No?
All right, you know what? Listen, Halloween. Listen, you continue Halloween. To put down Jojo Rabbit. You're just going to basically widen the chasm between people that know good movies and you.
That's pretty much why I do it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Have you guys heard of the movie Sinister or the movie Insidious?
I've heard of them both, but I haven't seen either of them.
They heard of Insidious. I've never heard of Sinister.
I never heard of either one, and they're tied for 86 beats per minute. But Sinister they basically get the top spot. This is the Ethan Hawke movie, Sinister, who plays a true crime writer who moves into a house where a family was murdered, and then, of course, stuff starts happening. Came out 8 years ago. And
I should try and watch it this weekend with my wife.
You should.
Yeah. Sinister basically kept your heart beating at a higher rate longer than Insidious, but Insidious did have the biggest jump scare. But they both are 86 beats per minute. That's the highest they achieved in the movie, which is why they're tied.
I haven't watched a lot of horror movies, but any horror movie I have seen, I've been forced to watch. So the scariest one, I think, for me was Hostel.
Hostel, not in the top 10 for making your hearts beat.
See, that wasn't really scary. It was just gore porn.
Super gore.
It was both. It was scary because it felt like it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go to Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, like, it also had hot ladies in it, Steve.
That's what I always loved about the Friday the 13th movies. It had like a good solid sex scene before he murdered people.
Yes. Exactly. That's what you need in a horror movie.
Like, I get to see some boobs before I get freaked out.
Nice.
It's always nice.
Yeah.
Jason was a giver.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And when you get on, you've got to do what Steve says.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ, or you will be gonged. And then we'll say goodbye to you.
Goodbye,
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I like this one. This is a simple question, but it says, hey guys, what is something simple that you suck at doing? For me, it's blowing bubbles.
Oh.
Shuffling cards.
Oh, yeah, you do suck at that.
I am terrible at that. It's not even I'm terrible. I'm whatever terrible is, times that by 1,000. I'm embarrassingly bad.
Yeah.
I've tried. I've spent time trying to do it because I'm like, this is like, it gives me anxiety. That's why I would probably have been a poker. No, I wouldn't say I've been a poker player, but I would have played more poker with my friends and done more things like where it's like, hey, come play poker. If I didn't have that like fear of having to shuffle the cards, when I know there's a dealer at whatever thing, I'm like, oh, we have a dealer. I'm like, great, I'm coming, because then I don't have to worry about the shuffling.
Oh yeah, good call.
Or I'd always befriend whoever's sitting next to me, like, hey man, I know this sounds weird, but can you shuffle my cards? And I mean that in a very literal way.
Oh yeah, baby, I'll shuffle your cards.
So that would be mine. It's simple. I can't do it. I never will, and I'm just okay with it.
Yeah. For me, it's just handyman stuff. I can't do anything like around the house at all that's handyman stuff.
Oh, I thought that was a euphemism. I was like, man.
Well, you can't shuffle the cards. I can't handy it. Yeah, yeah, just can't do it. I mean, it's one of the sad things in my life. Everything I touch, I destroy, and it's just the simplest project I wreck. I just can't do anything like the average dude can do around the house.
This one's very simple and very odd, but I cannot get, you know, like the USB plugins? I can't get that in the first try or the second try. It's always the third try, which is technically the first try. It's, I don't understand.
Yeah, because it's really, yeah, you right. have a 50-50
I
shot.
I try it, doesn't work. I'm like, son of a bitch. Flip it over, try it again, doesn't work. I'm like, try it the other way again, and then it slides right in. I'm like, why didn't it work the first time?
I feel like you're not the only one with that problem. I feel like it's universal for a lot of people.
It's so
that's probably
weird.
why it's a universal serial bus.
Hey. Yep.
Oh.
I don't know if that's what it
is. I honestly had no idea what the USB meant.
Yeah, see, it's a universal problem.
Huh. That's funny.
It's really sideways. I think if, you know, the people that, if it's up and down, then the people that have installed the hole have installed it wrong. If you just, you know, you have the icon that shows how to hook it in there, that there's two sides to the cord. So if you're doing up and down, it should be pretty much the top goes in the top. But when it's the sideways, when
it
it's
doesn't
like,
matter to me, man.
When it's vertical rather than horizontal, that's the problem. Then I can see we'd have a problem.
Even when I look at it, I'm like, oh, there's the dots. It's, I got the right way. And then it doesn't work. I'm like, weird. Maybe there are dots on the other side, too.
That's what I was about to say. Is like, if you pay attention, sometimes it works.
Yeah.
I think it's because the first time you stick it in, you don't want to go too hard.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay. So you're afraid of breaking it. So you're like, oh, it must be the other way because it didn't go in swiftly.
And you feel a little like, you know, you feel like a little bit of a trouble. And you're like, right. Whatever, and you're just like, all right, let me try the other way.
What are we talking about again?
Yeah, right. I don't know,
yeah,
honestly.
I feel like you've described a part of my life that I'm still embarrassed about.
So it says the simple thing that I suck at, small talk. I'm with you on that one, too.
That is me, absolutely. It's like one of those things like, hey, how's it going? And then I'm just standing there. I'm like, should we keep this going? And then I usually just walk away.
I was sitting next to like, some dude, and I was just like, so how do you think the Seahawks are going to do? It's like before the season even started. And they're kind of like, what? And I'm like, I just suck at small talk. If I don't know you, I don't know what the hell to talk to you about. That's why it's funny when like listeners will come up and be like, is it weird that I know this about you? I'm like, no, it's so nice because I don't know what I don't know how to talk to people I don't know. So it's like a great icebreaker.
Oh, so the fact that he knows something about you, you have subjects you can talk about.
Me.
Oh, that's
real about me.
That's really interesting.
Oh. At least it's a starter. You know, it's an icebreaker.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's always funny when someone feels like, oh, is it weird? I'm like, no, you don't understand how nice it is. Because if I didn't know you at all whatsoever and we had nothing to start with, I don't know if we'd ever have a conversation.
So I noticed Danny hasn't said anything. Is it because Danny thinks he's perfect and has no problems?
He's good at everything.
No, math. Oh. Any kind of math.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just terrible at math. Like
the basic?
Simple. I mean, 2 + 2, fine. That's 5. But beyond it's one of those things that I can't. If you put any kind of like double numbers in front of me, I cannot figure it out in my mind.
So like if you were filling out like a thing for a tip on a...
My girlfriend does
a takeout. Oh, okay, because sometimes they had that moment of panic. Like, don't talk to me while I'm trying to do math.
See, I don't even mess with it anymore. Or I'll just like put a big amount because at that point I'm like, I'm going to try to tip big anyway, but I don't know what the right amount is.
Wow.
So a lot of times I'm just like, $3. I'm going to give you $10.
Right. I could add 10 or 20 to anything.
Yes.
I like this. We should really start doing some financial stuff with Danny. I think this is a great plan.
Yeah. Right.
We'll do that segment after Todd Peach's segment. What to do and what not to do.
Yes.
I don't know if this counts as a simple thing, but I took many years of swimming lessons, and to this day, I cannot dive headfirst. Into a pool, into a lake. I panic at the last second, and I just kind of flail around and do a belly flop.
Ah, belly flop.
I just get scared every time. I don't know why, but I just can't do it.
Yeah, I would say even I can do that, and I don't think I do it gracefully, but I do dive in headfirst. So that is, I think, a simple thing.
Next time we go to one of our radio conventions, we need to have a diving competition because there's always a pool at the hotel.
Nice. Is that before or after the shuffling competition?
Let's do that first.
Okay.
I don't need... No, let's get the shuffling out of the way. I don't want that in the back of my mind.
Okay,
diving is dangerous.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. And you just want to see Vicky belly flop.
No, I want to actually see you dive since you're a Mr. I Can Dive.
Well, it's not that difficult to dive head first.
Tell that to Vicky.
Can everybody else dive head first?
I have no idea if I can or can't.
I've never dove into a pool?
No, I always belly flop it for fun or cannonball it.
Even as a kid, you never did.
I might have. I don't remember that.
I don't know if I can either, actually.
I don't remember. Huh. I don't remember any time in my life where I've decided to jump up and dive head
first. Did any of you grow up with a pool in your yard?
Yes.
Okay. See, I would say if you didn't grow up with a pool in your yard, I could understand why you haven't.
I mean, it was one of those above ground ones.
That's what I had too.
Yeah, but it was like there was really not much to do diving in there. You know what I mean? Like the ladder was kind of janky and you didn't want to stand on like the actual like the ring. Ledge or the of the pool itself because it was pretty thin. And, yeah. and you also could potentially break the pool.
This sounds like your father really loved you.
Well, I mean, enough to give me a pool.
Yeah, or an aquatic pit of death. I'm, you know, call it what you want. Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
It's a win-win. Either he has a happy child or no child at all.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you come walking in and asking for a towel. He's like, oh, man. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
All right, so somebody wanted to text in and ask us if you could have an opportunity to experience one moment in time. What moment would it be, and would you attempt to change the past?
Wow.
I don't know if I want to mess with the past. I feel like that whole, like...
Don't even start. You'll get Joey pissed. Joey Deez hates time travel.
Yeah, no time travel, guys.
He do Is that not, why he doesn't do it? Because I've invited him over to travel time with me. And
he won't. Like, no. No, he...
Grant, it's hallucinogenics, but...
Oh, yeah. Ooh. He does not. He's all mad about it, which he's mad at the entire sci-fi world because he just thinks time travel should be taken out.
Wow. One moment in time. What would it be, and would you... I don't know.
I know where I go, and it's very sad. This is a sad moment.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, you look, geez. I can't. You asked. I mean, what am I supposed to lie?
Yes.
Because it's an important moment in my life.
Okay, what's that moment in time?
I would go back and talk to my real parents.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to make the sad music while you're saying that. That's a very
nice. No, sad music makes it sound good, though.
Okay, here you go.
Why, Mama?
Oh, God.
Why did you leave me on the doorstep of the church?
Oh, geez.
Mama? Why did you leave me, Mama?
It is a true story.
Dude, but could you Southern imagine boy? If you could go back in time as adult BJ
and go back and say what's
and
up?
So your actual birth mom left you at a doorstep.
Yeah,
right?
Left me on a church doorstep.
What if you could have been behind that door and opened it as she did that?
That just would be so.
Be,
that's
be like, yo, I'm that.
That's
yo,
time travel right there.
That's messed up. That would be. I don't know if I can handle that. That's, dude. I know you're all about therapy. I don't know if there's enough therapy to handle that situation.
I have a fantasy in my life that I have to tell you. Since we're talking about this.
Uh-huh.
It's a fantasy. In other words, I make up this story. I don't know what the truth is. There was a guy that used to come around, and my dad, and I remember he was a friend supposedly, but I ask everybody about this guy and nobody knows who he is. I even say the name and they go, I don't remember this guy, but he gave me cards. He gave me geeky stuff as a little kid. I thought he was my dad's buddy, and I made up in my mind it was me time traveling to just help me get through until I had a better life.
Wow.
Like that guy was me. Traveling back to the past, taking care of myself. Because nobody knows who this guy is. I talk to my family. I go, hey, do you remember this guy? And they go, no, I don't know who you're talking about. I go, he gave me all sorts of cool stuff when I was a kid. I'm telling you. And they go, we have no idea. Like my brothers, my sisters, they don't know who Whoa. I'm talking about. And so I'm like, what if that was me visiting me?
Dude, it's like, it's like the whole Eddie Vedder story of the song Alive.
I don't know that story.
Oh, the song's about him not knowing who his real father was, but he knew the guy. But his mom made him believe that the dad, that wasn't, like, the person that was raising him was his actual dad, but it wasn't.
Whoa, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, dude, it's a pretty heavy story. He actually talked a lot in depth about it during that Howard Stern interview, he's always referred to it a little bit, but it was never, like, as in depth as he did. But, like, yeah, the whole thing was just, like, in the song, you know, your real daddy was dying. And like that's like the whole thing was like he was led a lie by his mom to believe that one guy was his dad when it wasn't.
How is he about that? Because I can see why she'd want to, so he'd have a dad in his life. I mean, I feel like that would be her intent.
Yeah, I think he's got like you could tell like he made it sound like it's something that like obviously did not sit well for me. But like he understands why it was done. It's just it still hurt. Kind of a thing.
I often wondered, like, how I would be if somebody told me, like, I wasn't my kid's father. I mean, it's always a possibility in life. You never know. I mean, especially, granted, it's a little tougher nowadays with DNA testing, but many years ago, there were dudes that were told they were the father and they weren't the father. And then the father knew he was the father, but he sort of was like the uncle or a friend that would come over. It happened a lot in, you know, obviously the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, like that. But I thought, like, how would I be if all of a sudden, like, you know, what if, like, you know, I mean, look, God forbid, but, you know, here it is 18 years later. All of a sudden, the bomb gets dropped. You know what? You're not Tatum's dad, but you've been her dad.
Have you seen those eyelashes? There's no way it's anyone other than me.
So maybe it's real. All right, so what they'll say is that they'll say that Tatum's mom is, like, not her mom. They'll say that.
I know firsthand it is.
But, I mean, what would you do?
I watched.
Yeah. Oh. what would you do, you know, if, in fact, it turns – well, you watch, but what if
– Well, I'd first go to the bar and just to kind of assess things.
Here's the thing. it doesn't matter if you're there for the delivery. It still could be somebody else's package that was sent to the post office that you're seeing dropped off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, granted, in your case, that kid looks so like you. And by the way, the way she maneuvers through life and falls over, oh, she's totally your kid.
Oh, for sure.
But I mean, I thought, what would I do if all of a sudden, like, they told me that one of my kids wasn't my kids, but I've been their father for, like, you know, a big part of their life. How would I do?
Dude, I know some people where that has gone on, where they were raising a certain person and their kid, and they hadn't told them yet that that wasn't the actual father. And I was just like, man, it's going to come that point where you're going to have to. And yeah. I don't know how that would go. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of anger at first. But then, like, I mean, you'd have to, like, be like, well, I still love this person. I can't just turn off love.
Yeah, that's you what know? I was thinking. You know, it's one thing if the kid doesn't know, but everybody else does. But I would be the one that didn't know
right,
either.
Right, right. I mean, still have to take my anger. But, yeah, you got to hope that you'd still be there for that person. You've grown a bond. It's not like some random person now.
Would I finally then, if it's told it's true, would I finally be able to kick my daughter out of my house at that point? I'm just asking
then,
for a friend.
But then you lose your barbecue buddy and Johnny Roberts.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you're
just
chef.
Adopt him.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
That way, if things don't work out with them, you don't lose him.
Okay, I'll do a phony DNA test and find out that he's my kid and Sarah's not.
That's kind of a lot heavier than I thought, because like I was just gonna say I'd like to relive and actually be there when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, but not nearly as powerful.
You want to go back and watch that again?
Well, I want to be there at the game.
Oh,
because it says you could be there. Like I went and saw them lose a Super Bowl. It still bothers.
Well, you could go back in time and change it, and that means you got two Super Bowls in a row.
You mean I could like from the crowd yell at Russ and be like, hand the ball off to Marshawn?
Exactly.
I know how this is going to end.
You could definitely do that.
Do you really think they would listen? What if I jumped on the field and told Pete? Like I'm sure I'd be tackled, but do you think I could get to him and say, "I'm coming to you
Wait,
from the future"?
Here's what you say:
hand the ball off.
Here's what you'd have to say: you'd run over to Pete and go, "Dude, I know this is highly illegal, but you know that little thing that you like to have Russ do a little thing. They prepared for that. There's one dude ready to go intercept that.
Right.
Don't do that play.
Right.
You know, Belichick has been studying it. He saw you guys do it on film. He cheats, and then at least they'd believe that rather than you're a time traveler. You'd have to say you saw Belichick cheating, watching that on video or something.
But then you'd be watching at home, and then you'd see yourself on TV.
Ooh. Oh, I'd wear a costume.
Oh, okay.
Well, he was at the game. So he was at that
game. Oh, you're talking about that game.
That Super Bowl that we lost. Steve was at that one.
I went back and saw the one they actually won.
So I go back to the one that I was at. Now, my seat's for the other side of the field, and I have to now jump the...
Well, don't forget, you're going back in time, so your other self is still there. Don't talk to each other because it's paradox. If you touch each other, you can both blow up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, butterfly effect.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
Got it, because I ran into not Blitz, but Boom, the other Seahawk mascot, which I don't know even if he's a mascot anymore. But what I do is I say hi to him like I did. I go for a picture. I knock him out. And then I take the costume and I put it on. And now I'm on the field. Pete's going to believe Boom. He's not going to believe Steve Mays.
Is he really going to believe Boom?
And I kind of waddle over to him. Right before that play, I'm like, Pete, don't do it. And he'd be like, I know. I'm from the future. I'm not really Boom. And then tell him what's up.
If you could go 5 minutes, like maybe even 3 minutes ahead of time, and just be random guy to come up to him and go, you know that play you're going to do? Where you gonna? And he'd be like, how do you know we're going
to
do that play?
I know what you're about to do.
See, that's why I could say, look, they know you're doing that play. They're cheating. So change the play. They know that's what's coming.
Cheat with me. That's cheat. They're cheating.
Because you have the knowledge.
Cheating. They're just prepared. I don't know if that's called cheating.
Well, no, but I mean, they're cheating now that they read the sign. Like, they were able to crack the code to know that's exactly the play you're going to run. And here's what Pete Carroll would say. We are actually going to run that play. How would you know? And you go, you're right. How would I know? Because Belichick is cheating. That's how I know. Mm-hmm. Run a different play.
Right. Trust me. I'm your mascot.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the loose. You pick the topic and guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody needs our advice. Actually, needs the advice of Vicky and Sarah.
All right. Come on in, Sarah.
The ladies in 2 cents input and things along those lines.
Wait, not Danny's?
Shocking. They did not ask for Danny's.
What the heck?
But you know what, Danny? We're going to let you pipe in, too.
Arguably, sweet. Danny's probably more qualified than those two to answer a question about the room.
Thank you for recognizing.
And looking at this message or this text, I believe that Danny does. It's guilty of this, so we'll find out. I noticed that my wife was getting naked pictures from her female friends on the phone. When I asked her about this, she said that we're trying to lose weight, and they're showing each other how they've been progressing, and then admitted that she had sent naked photos of herself to her other girlfriends as well. That's just something that the ladies do. She also says that a lot of women do this. I was wondering if Vicky and Sarah can confirm, is this something that you do with your girlfriends?
Yes.
Oh. Totally normal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Danny sends me naked pictures of himself, and I do it right back.
Yeah, Steve and Joe, I send them both all the time.
Dude, our group chat is lit.
Yes. It's another kind of meat group.
Yeah. Oh, wow. God.
We tried to get the Rev into it, but he was not down.
Right.
BJ not down either.
Yeah. We didn't even bother. It's against his texting rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't bother me with your naked pictures.
No naked pictures of my son.
And
very important rule.
Are all of your, and this is the only thing that would come to me in my brain, is are all of your friends heterosexual? Because I think that I would not send naked pictures to somebody who would be attracted to pictures of me naked, because that's not what you want to do. You're just sending pictures to show how you're doing with your, you're not trying to get anybody to think you're hot to have sex with, are you?
No, I do have a few friends that are bisexual, but we're in like sister mode at this point because we've known each other for so long. But a lot of times when we send each other pictures, it's like, hey, I want to send this to my husband. What do you think? Does it look good? Or like, hey, I'm going to send a saucy picture to a dude. Hey, or look at this. Like, I've lost weight, that kind of thing. But
on average in a month, how many naked pictures are you getting from your girlfriends?
Oh, not many. It's probably like only a few.
I mean,
like
I
one or two, if that.
I have a few girlfriends that will get drunk and just send me naked pictures just to be like, look how hot I am. I have some of those friends.
Interesting. Look at my boobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at my boobs, Sarah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're very nice, so I appreciate
that.
It.
So
and for me, I have friends who, you know, like the same sex, and they'll send me pictures. And I mean, I don't really send pictures. I send pictures to J-Rubs. I don't really send my pictures out. But
oh, you don't send their pictures to J-Rubs, do you?
No. Okay. Well, I'm not going to lie. If my friends are sending me nudes and I think it's hot, I'll totally show J-Rubs.
Oh, would they be okay knowing that?
Oh, they know now.
Oh.
Sending naked pictures to Sarah.
See, this is why I just show it to her. I don't send them to Sarah because it's Sarah. She will have a way to like accidentally blow the cover. She's just like you with spoilers.
She puts them on her Instagram story or now her with the fleet on Twitter.
The new
Twitter stories.
This is when people go, there's really no differences between people in life. I don't know men that do this at all. For the most part,
we send pictures of poop to each other.
Yeah, that's even weirder to me.
Oh, I agree, Sarah. I'm 100% behind you on that.
Only the closest friends. I don't send that to like. I wouldn't send that to like someone that I just kind of.
You are no longer my close friend if you send me a picture.
I would never. Yeah. Man, there's part of me that I would love to, but no.
Yeah, right.
Just accidentally send one to me. That was for Munson.
I got news for you. I'm letting everybody know. If you want to start this, I will end it with the pictures that I will send to everybody in your family.
No, trust me. There comes a moment where even with some of my friends where we're like, bro, you went too far with this one. Like, I don't need to see a video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the picture is funny enough as it is, especially on Snapchat. It's kind of like there and it's gone.
Yeah.
So luckily
put
for
a fun
me.
Filter on it.
A little face.
Luckily for me, I've established myself with everybody that I know. I go, look, you know me. Do not cross the line.
Right.
You will regret it.
Yeah, I would never once think to send you a Duke pic.
Yeah, because I have no, you know, I mean, even pictures. Once in a while, like I've had to have a conversation with a certain Ryan Castle because he likes to send me sometimes his dog Dookie pics. And I've said, hey, Ryan, I know you're the drunk in charge and we're good friends. Do you want to start this? Mm-hmm. Because it won't just be you. I will find out every relative in your family and they will get pictures. Do you want to do this? And he's like, dude, okay. Do you want? I'm just saying, let me know because this is what you think is fun. What I think is fun is that. And it's like, all right, we're not going to mess with you anymore. You're a crazy person.
Yeah, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
I just sent my Aunt Gladys a picture of his poop.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know her.
Because I hate that stuff. And I go, look, I get
you
guys.
How do you have all
it.
Ryan's family's information to get them?
Well, if you're a crazy person, you can pretend you have information. That's you just true. Give them the eyes and go, do you want to try?
Yeah, right.
And
you're like, you don't want to call that bluff.
You just don't want to call that bluff.
Because then I will find out.
You'd probably hire an FBI agent.
I would. I go, where is Steve's Aunt Gladys? I need to find her, and she needs to see my poop.
Well, here's her number.
All right, here we go.
So not weird then. But this guy shouldn't be concerned.
No, not at all.
I didn't think so.
But I can see how a guy would think this way, because when we, when we get naked pictures, we are sexually happy to get them. And we also know now in this day and age that anybody can be attracted to anybody. So that's where we would go, well, I mean, if you're seeing naked pictures, I don't know if that's appropriate.
That is true. Thinking if J-Rubs was sending naked pictures of himself to his friends, that would be a little weird for
Why?
Me.
That'd be hilarious.
I don't know. It's a very hypocritical to be like, well, I can do it, but you, but I don't know.
Would there be a difference? How do I ask this? But would there be a difference of J-Rubs just sending a picture naked where it's just like, ha ha, look at me, or other pictures where it's like, ha ha, I can hold a towel without my hands. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it would both be weird.
Both?
I mean, if it was his front stuff, that would be weird. Maybe like if it was a funny ha ha, like I'm mooning you picture, that would be different. But like if it was like all his goods, sending it to his dude friends.
Because we used to do that in the hockey locker room. We would text one of our buddies, and one of us would kind of like, we're sending a picture that looks very innocent. Like maybe, well, hey, cheers, we're having beers. But then like I'm in the distant background just standing there buck naked.
Okay.
So like it's kind of in the corner, and I'm just standing there very proud. Like those kind of pictures exist in our hockey group.
Okay, that's funny because it's like, do you notice me? Do you not notice me?
It's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah. But if it was like a, this is purposely where's just Balbo? For you.
I am so happy that I'm not part of these groups.
Because it's great, because at first I'll be like, dude, yeah, cheers. And then like 10 minutes later you get a text like, Meg's naked in the far left corner.
I already double tapped and loved that photo. Oh, well.
It's a gift that keeps on giving there.
Yeah.
Zoom in.
Nice. All right. So at least the texter feels good about their life.
And a lot of texters want to know if any of those friends are single.
Yes, actually.
All right, there we go.
She is single.
Win a date with Sarah's friend.
Really, really trying to mingle because she got dumped.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's got a little thirst issue.
Oh, she's very thirsty.
How did she get dumped?
The coronavirus started and...
He blamed the coronavirus on the dump?
Yeah, pretty much.
This guy's a genius.
Over the phone, dumped her, was like, I'm not going to see you during all this, and then moved to Denmark.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
Talk about trying to get away from somebody.
I know.
Damn. Well, at least she doesn't have to worry about running into him anywhere.
No.
That's very true. But she doesn't get closure either, ever.
So what's in Denmark that made him go to...
His dad lives there.
Wow. That's an aggressive dumping.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now she is looking for some loving.
All right.
Well, I wonder how many people got dumped during COVID.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. Really?
It's a great example. It's a great excuse.
But what's the excuse? I can't see you and
so what's the
else?
Point? Yeah.
Okay.
I can't see you, so what's the point? I kind of don't like you anyway.
Or one wants to meet up and you're like, yo, I don't trust you.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It all falls apart.
Yep. And then the girls get emotional. I'm like, why aren't you going to see me? It's such a hard time. And the guy's like, dude, this is too much for me. I'm out forever.
I am done. Hey, just send me naked pictures of your friends.
Pretty much.
I don't think that's how breakups work, BJ.
Oh, that's not how it goes.
Who knows? Maybe.
I've been out of the game so long, I really don't know. 206.
No, when you say stuff like that, I don't know if you ever were in the game.
You weren't.
No, I wasn't in the game. That's true. I think my son proves that, you know what, he's inherited my skills.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, Joe.
Well, we've had these conversations. I mean, if he's making things happen, good for him. But I get reports.
I bet he's got it's like a revolving door, and we just don't know.
Sarah does not believe that's the case. Aww.
I would love one day Joe just come in here and be like, hey, you're going to be Auntie Sarah because I got some bitch pregnant. Like, that would be amazing.
No, I don't want that.
That's what I want.
And I hope he says it that way.
Well, you know what? Good, then you support that child because you know he's going to come to dad and go, dad, look, I can't take care of this kid.
And then you're going to toss him over to me. It's like, here you go, Vicky.
You know how to raise children.
Well, if you'll adopt him, yes, I'll toss him right over to you. Your family seems to adopt anybody. I'm trying to get you adopt Sarah right now, so I got my house back.
They don't want me.
All right. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about keeping things from your family members, not telling them all the things that are going on in your life so you don't have to deal with the headaches. Someone says, I didn't tell my parents that I got divorced until the ink was dry.
Yeah, I can see that in some way, shape, or form if your parents are a pain in the neck and not supportive.
Or if they want to get involved in it, and you're like, this is just too ugly as it is. I don't need more parties involved in this mess that is our divorce.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of shame, and that's a tough part. You know, I don't know if they paid for part of the wedding. You know, it's tough on people when, it's supposed to be forever. You know, there's a lot of pressure going into a marriage, a lot of pressure in a marriage. You know, it's too bad because I think a lot of people feel like this dude.
How about this person? I'm 37, and I don't tell my mom I'm a sex worker on the side.
Ooh,
LOL.
Well. She didn't say to tell, well, whoever this is didn't say
she
they didn't tell.
Or their, he. It could be yeah. a guy, sex worker.
And they didn't say they didn't tell their dad. They huh. said they just didn't tell their mom. So, dad, does dad know about this?
Dad subscribes to my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, hope dad doesn't find out. Yeah, right?
Well, dad's my business manager. Who do you think sets everything up and runs the equipment?
Right?
Oh, jeez, that got weird quick. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't mention both. I'm just thinking.
Maybe there's no dad in the picture, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, maybe dad's dead.
I've always wondered, Sarah, would you tell your parents? Because I know you're pretty open about things, but at the same time.
Like if you became a stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to.
She would.
I really wanted to work at a strip club when I turned 18.
As a dancer or as a waitress?
Well, as a waitress.
It's a gateway drug.
That's what everyone said. But my parents were so on board. My mom was like, all right, yeah, see the industry, see what you like, but they will probably want you to become a dancer.
At some point.
At some point, yeah.
That was the secret to
Sarah. Or they broached the issue with you, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Here's a little parenting tip. When your kid comes up with these ridiculous ideas, say yes, because then they'll eventually realize, wow, I was hoping they'd say no so I could fight with them. Now I'm going to have to go through with this, and then they end up not doing it.
Well, I did
I'd say yes. I bet your father's going to get a job with you, Darren.
Yeah, you had a stripper pole. That's fine.
So, you know, it's getting closer to it.
No,
but
it
then
wasn't.
I had some friends who were a waitress there, and then it did proceed into stripping, and now it's all these things. So,
yeah.
I'm glad I didn't. But if I did have sex, like an OnlyFans or something, I would probably tell my mom and dad for sure.
Yeah. Would you run it by them for permission or just tell them that you're doing it?
No, I would tell them I was doing it.
Oh, yeah. She's old enough to do whatever she wants now. I don't care what she does, especially if she's making money.
Yeah, see, exactly. Thank you.
Seriously. My kid hasn't made money. Really, she's made, I mean, it's my money. I mean,
you're cool with it. This is on the record. You're cool with it.
DJ, it's BJ Pimp Daddy over here.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.